Eastern portions of the Midwest will likely encounter some more wind and rain as we go forward through the day today and into the day tomorrow, actually, as remnants of Hurricane Sandy continue to move closer to the area. The storm is in the southeast corner of Pennsylvania this morning and will likely move to the northeast corner as we get into this evening, and then tomorrow evening it'll be in southeastern Ontario. The storm's track is going to be so that most of the significant weather will likely be just to the east of the Midwest, but we do expect Michigan, you know, Ohio, and maybe a few areas in Indiana to end up seeing a lot of wind today and perhaps some occasional rain. And this morning, of course, we've had some snow occurring across parts of the region. All of this precipitation is all part of that complex storm system that resulted from the merging of Hurricane Sandy with an upper-level a trough of low pressure that was carrying a lot of cold air with it. These two features are now going to be in a weakening trend, and as time moves along, we'll likely get the storm system to work its way back out of the region. But for the next 2 days, Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan will see periods of rain and wind, and we'll likely see moisture totals running anywhere from around a half inch to about an inch and a half. Even heavier amounts of rain will occur in portions of Pennsylvania and perhaps along the border with Pennsylvania and eastern Ohio. Most of the snow in the crop country is not likely to accumulate very well, and as we get into the warmer hours this afternoon, we'll probably lose most of the snow, so we're not expecting it to be very significant in key crop production areas. The rest of the Midwest, most of the western Corn Belt, the southern portions of the eastern Midwest, the Delta, the southeastern states, and all of hard red winter wheat country will be dry, making us through the middle and latter parts of this week. We'll expect to see some increase in precipitation take place this weekend as a cool front cuts into a part of the region. This frontal system will show itself in hard red winter wheat country Friday into Saturday, also in the western Corn Belt, and the system will move off to the southeast from there as we move deeper into the weekend. The moisture totals associated with this particular disturbance is not expected to be very great, but we'll look for a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to around 0.5 inch in some wheat country, and we'll also look for some amounts a little bit greater, maybe 0.25 to 0.75 inch in some of the lower eastern Midwest, Delta, and southeastern states. None of the precipitation is going to be heavy enough to shut down fieldwork for any great length of time, but it will be a disruption. We'll likely see the temperatures turning a little bit cooler behind that system, but as long as the remnants of Hurricane Sandy are playing out into the forecast here, we're not going to see a lot of change in day-to-day temperatures across the Midwest. The high temperatures this afternoon are going to be confined to the 40s and lower 50s across the region. We'll see the same thing occur tomorrow, with a few 60s beginning to show themselves in portions of Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska, maybe even southwestern Iowa. We'll likely see the warmer air slowly working its way a little further to the east, but impacting the lower eastern Midwest primarily, and will not likely see a great deal of warm-up occur for very long in northern parts of the region. Temperatures will continue to be in the 40s and 50s across the northern parts of the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Valley. And then as we move into the period this weekend into early next week, cooler air will come again across parts of the region, so our temperatures will not change much again. So we'll see a lot of 40 and 50 degree readings in the north and 50s and lower 60s in the south, followed by low temperatures, mostly in the 30s, but occasionally some 20s and a few 40s expected as well. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.